Can you distinguish for me the different kinds of rain, if you were trying to categorize them in your mind, how would you break it down between a very light rain and a harder rain and a real cloudburst, as you said? Are there degrees that have different terms?
Yes. Mist. If it's just showering lightly, you know, just a little, I call it a mist. And if it's coming down like today, I call that pretty good rain.
I do too.
If it's pouring down, it's pouring down.
I'm afraid I go to the pouring down this morning. what do you call this gray cloud-like stuff that's in the air? And you can't really say that it's raining, and frequently you'll see it early in the morning. You can't really say that it's raining, but it does make it hard to see, especially if you're driving.
Fog.
All right. Now, there were fog in the air today, and you wanted to say that today it was worse than it was yesterday, you'd say today it's something than it was yesterday.
More foggy.
All right, and what about if it was just absolutely, you had never seen so much? You wanted to really say that this was the worst you'd seen it, how would you say it?
This is the foggiest day I ever saw.
All right. What do you call, is there a term that you use when there has been a dry spell for a very long time, when it has not rained for a very long time?
Drought.
Right. Are there different terms, as you were telling me, different degrees for rain? Is there a point at which it becomes a drought? Are there degrees of drought?
No. Well, yeah, it would be too, I guess. For a week or two after it stops raining, it gets dry. But when it stays stopped raining for weeks, it is a drought.
if there hasn't been any wind and suddenly you begin to feel the air moving, you might say the wind is
stirring.
And if then the wind begins to go away, then what would you say then? The wind is?
Well, I just say stopped.
All right. If it hasn't snowed, but it is cold, and you look outside in the morning and there's some sort of white stuff on the grass, you might say that last night we had a...
Perhaps a snow flurry.
But no,
you referring to a frost, a Jack Frost.
if it's very, very cold, below 32 degrees, and again, there's no snow, not necessarily snow, but the ground becomes very, very stiff and hard, and people begin to worry about their plants, you might say, we are going to have, or we had, a hard
freeze.
Are there degrees of freeze? I just said the word hard. Is there a soft freeze? Are there degrees of freezing?
Well, that's hard to say. There are hard freezes, and I guess so, light freezes and hard freezes. Hard freezes, the ground get cold like last January when you got down below zero three different times during the month. Mm. The ground was hard frozen about a foot deep. And there are other times when it just freezes an inch or two on top.
So it's really how deep it goes. Mm-hmm. And this would be where people would worry about plants and mm-hmm. shrubbery and...
Water pipes.
Oh, yes. Does it get very much colder here, really, than it does in Atlanta? It seems to be more mountainous here, I suppose.